Hi, I'm Liz Mead. I'm the Stronger Communities Delivery Manager for the Harrogate District. Stronger Communities is a county council initiative, and part of my role is working with local community organisations and parish councils who are wanting to kind of be involved in doing things for their community, creating a sense of belonging, and kind of generally putting on activities and offering opportunities to bring people together.
You've recently led a workshop at Community First Yorkshire's conference.
Yes, that's right. As part of my role, we were invited along to Community First Yorkshire's first conference, actually. They're an infrastructure support organisation that support voluntary sector and community organisations across the county, across North Yorkshire. And they held a conference called Taking Charge of Change. And one of the workshops at that conference that I was able to kind of participate in leading focused on turbocharging our response to loneliness. We were looking at that really just to kind of stimulate the conversation, and very much an ongoing conversation, because I think we often use the word kind of isolated and isolation. But actually, in terms of kind of thinking around loneliness, it's very much a kind of a personal feeling. And very much sometimes it's not associated with perhaps being in a rurally isolated community because of transport, but it may be how that person, they may be going through a transition in life where they've moved to a new area. Perhaps recently they find themselves on their own, having perhaps always lived with their partner. They may not be able to get out into the community as much as they did because of an illness, or it may be that, as I say, a change in circumstance. It may be somebody just recently had a baby and their kind of involvement and their social structure was really focused around their work environment. And so what we were focusing on in the workshop was really having that general conversation, and the people that attended were kind of community organisations, voluntary organisations and some parish councils. And it was looking a lot at, actually, we can all at certain times feel that we're not so connected, that we don't belong to things, or we're wanting to be more belonged, and we want to make a difference, and we want to contribute to where we live. And we looked at that across all the ages. It can be young people, it can be people of working age, and also older people. So it was looking at the whole scope of that, really. Looking at, as I said, at some of those key things that we know, there might be times when people do feel more kind of alone. It may be in the language they use. We don't often identify as lonely, but it may be how many people do we get the opportunity to talk to during the day. Actually, you might want to see what you have in common with the people around you in your local community and have kind of all those positive things of contributing, being involved in putting something on that makes a difference to other people. So it's about giving and kind of having the opportunity to share and receive as well. So in this conference, we just wanted to stimulate people's conversation, really.
And how much of a problem is loneliness in this area, do you think, loneliness and isolation?
I think in terms of isolation, we can very easily, through when we look at things, we can anticipate where people may feel more isolated because of where they're geographically situated. And also there's a number of indicators around kind of those times in our life and those experiences we have that may actually impact how we're feeling as well. But I think actually the true measure of how many people it's affecting is actually only discovered by people having conversations with each other. I think what I would say and what we're encouraging people is there's the opportunity, I think, from the Joe Cox Foundation. There's an event called The Great Get Together. And I know in Burton Leonard, there's the village there are coming together with Dementia Forward, who's a local voluntary organisation, to organise a village get together. So there's information on that website, to The Great Get Together, if you put that in your search engine. There's information about things to do on the Community First website. They've got a very useful leaflet, which is 50 things to do in your community. So what I would say is if people are doing activities that they feel they'd like more support with, and there's lots going on, then please do look at funding opportunities. We as Stronger Communities have an Inspire grant up to £1,000 that communities where there's volunteers coming together can apply for funding to help them put together something that actually benefits people being connected and socialising with each other for the benefit of their own well-being and of the wider community. And also, if you're looking for ideas and you think, actually, I would like to do something, then please either get in touch with myself at North Yorkshire County Council. And my email is liz.mead, and the Mead's M-E-A-D-E, at northyorks.gov.uk, or look on the County Council website.